That's the gurgling of my homebrew kit, a birthday present from Beth that I've only recently just had a go at putting together, and it's downstairs in our spare room because it's pretty much the perfect temperature. In fact, it's really the best time of year to do such a thing. It's spring, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, and as long as it sort of stays between 18 and 20 degrees, this thing will burble away for a couple of weeks, I think 2 to 3 weeks, and have produced practically 5 litres of 20% liqueur. Then you sort of mix a load of stuff up to neutralise the alcohol, the brewing process, and then all you do is you put in the flavouring and you've got yourself a beverage of some description. Very effective. The hardest bit, apart from the waiting, is mixing it all together, because when you've got 4.7 litres of water and a whole load of sugar to shake together, it does get rather heavy. I dare say people who do this regularly have much better forearms than I do. Anyway, it's very interesting because I've never really done homebrew before, and although this is a very much a kit format, so you get all the ingredients ready, apart from, I think, the sterilising powder and the demijohn itself, which is a 5 litre bottle, very much like those ones you get from your cash and carry, containing a vast amount of orange squash, and a siphon, which we'll need afterwards. It all comes in the same packet, and it does the job really nicely. So I think within the next few weeks, as this thing slowly burbles away, and it's literally been doing this every all day and all night for the last 8 days, which probably would mean that we don't want any guests round, because they'd probably keep them awake if they slept down here. And it's as simple as that. I'll report back when the brewing process is complete. Now, I could use one of those sort of gravimetric thermometer things that tells how much alcohol there is in there and whether the brewing process is continuing. But I think it says that actually as soon as it slows down the gurgling to less than one gurgle a minute, doesn't say that in the instructions, that's my interpretation of it, it'll be ready. And as long as I don't disturb any of the sediment, it should come out quite nicely. So that's my audio boo for today. I know I haven't really done one for a little while. I started the year intending to do one every day, sort of reporting back on all the things that have happened. But it's been quite a tumultuous few months, and I'm hoping to be able to get into it again over the next little while. I think work, as much as anything, gets in the way. I end up so tired when I get home from work that I don't really fancy talking to anybody, which I'm sure Beth is pleased about. But yeah, we're getting on. We've got little projects on another place. We've got the sewing machine out, and Beth's been making some things called Moore's bags, which are very simple. You just get some curtains from an old charity shop, or even the tip, I guess, and you sew them, you know, a few stitches, and Bob's your uncle, you've got some carrier bags which will last quite a while. Certainly a good thing at the moment, because these bag for life things we've got from Tesco are already starting to run out. And Christopher and I have been working on a project as well. We had one of these shower head things, only cheap, off the internet, that made LED lights come on when the shower spray goes through it. But it was really heavy, and so it kept making the handle fall down. It was unadjustable, and it was catching up quite a lot of the gunk. And so we thought, right, might as well go to Argos and buy a proper shower head and let Christopher take it apart. And he's come up with the idea of making a windmill, so that the little turbine blade gets attached to some windmill blades, and we can stick it in the garden and have a nice sort of display. Might get rid of the cats, you never know. So that's the other thing we're working on and off, just taking our time, really. I'm sure about, oh, and Eleanor, of course, is repainting her birdhouse. So we're all doing practical projects at the moment, and it's the perfect time of year to do that, I think. And, of course, I'll report back, ultimately, on the progress with all of them, especially the homebrewer. Very much looking forward to it. More from me later.